Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu, and I wanted to talk a little bit about a program that I know a little bit about called SysCTL. That is S-Y-S-C-T-L. And if you, the easiest way to, it's a complex command, but it's also kind of simple. I mean, in that the man page is just about a screen full, and that's about it. What SysCTL does is it allows you to configure kernel parameters at runtime. So anything that is being controlled by some kernel parameter or controlled by the kernel or has been set by the kernel, you can then modify it via SysCTL. So the easiest way to get an idea of the capabilities of this application is to simply type in SysCTL-A into a terminal, and that will list a lot of different parameters that have been that are set on your within your kernel. Now, this will include things like the reading and writing speed of your CD-ROM drive, for instance. This would be the kernel scheduling. This would be internet IP version 4 and IP version 6 settings. Just all kinds of things. It'll be a very, very long list. And most of it is, well, most of it is way beyond my understanding, but there are things like debugging, you know, whether debugging for something is on or off, things like that. The one thing that I really use this for is replying to pings. So if you want to not reply to a ping, for instance, if you're on a public network, maybe you're a little bit nervous about people snooping around, sniffing out things, you could be a lot more invisible if you just don't reply to any ping. Let's find the attribute first. So sysctl-a will obviously list them all, but then if you pipe it through grep and just do a grep on anything with containing the letters ICMP, and hit return, you get about 8 returns on that, and they're all in the, most of them are the net.ipv4.icmp group, and one of them is net.ipv4.icmp_echo_ignore_all, and it's equaling 0. So that means that this is set right now to not ignore pings. So if someone's pinging your IP address, you're going to respond to it like a good little computer. Now to turn that, to flip that switch to where it will ignore them, you would want to simply put sysctl-w, and the w is the flag to say, yes, I'm going to change an attribute here. And then you do net.ipv4.icmp_echo_ignore_all=1, and I got permission denied. But if I do that as root, now it is set for to ignore all the pings. So if I go to another computer and start pinging this IP address, I will find that this IP address does not seem to exist. And we could try that out right now in my Nokia. Hold on. And yes, it acts, it behaves as expected. It, my Nokia is attempting to ping, and there's just no response. So, it's kind of a nice little barrier to have between people pinging you and not responding to them. Now, if not responding to them at all is something that maybe you don't need, you can also slow down your pinging response rate. I don't really do that, but I understand that it is good for servers, because I guess servers could get, I mean, there's no reason necessarily for a server to respond right away to a ping. And the way to do that is, again, sysctl, and then you're going to need to set a new attribute. And the attribute you'll want to set is going to be net.ipv4.icmp_echo_reply, that's all one word, echo reply, _rate=, 30. So rather than just your computer automatically right away responding to a ping, it'll be a slower rate of response, which, if there's not really much of a reason for people to be pinging you, that could probably help you out, just not tying up your server quite as much. So those are the two tricks I know with sysctl, and if you know more about this command, you can certainly do an Hacker Public Radio episode on the subject. I'm sure it would be very interesting. Just remember that sysctl-a lists everything that is set right now. Sysctl-w will allow you to change or create a new key and value pair, and you plug that in and see what happens. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.